T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If this lasts for more than 4 hours, call your doctor.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
What's up, Anthony?
It's a dangerous question to ask on live radio without knowing the answer. Was everything okay with Mac? is he good?
That is amazing.
Your laughter would indicate
that he's fine.
I don't know. I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't talk about. I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions. And I just know the guy couldn't go today. All right, go ask him. I'm tired of answering this question about this guy.
He's at cottage in Canada. He's fishing.
Oh, okay.
This is a scheduled vacation.
Okay, good.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, fishing.
It's only funny because of who you're asking about. And he would say it could be anything.
Could be anything with that, right?
It could be anything.
I don't know. Atmospheric pressure. I don't know. Altitude above the sea level.
But yes, this was a scheduled
all
time
right,
off for
right.
Mac. That's amazing that wasn't communicated
I
to
wish
you.
Nothing but the best for Mac.
Of course. Of course. We all do.
I'm glad we don't. On a hill, overlooking a little river, with pine cones all around.
You did?
Come on, Janice, what do you care what we did with him?
Are you all right?
Is everything okay with Mac?
Yo! Saddle up! Lock and load!
There it is!
Oh, he's here!
Tanny special!
God, well done, Chris Tannehill. It absolutely slayed me when Anthony Heron asked me that.
I heard, and it was genuine. And I can't, boy, if I had a dollar for every time Aerosmith's Back in the Saddle got played following a suspension, a rehab, whatever, various ailments that occur. I don't know what it is. I'm tired of talking about this guy. He can't go. Yeah, that's me. It's always something with this guy, isn't it?
You gotta go to a rehab facility or something.
The rehab, you missed that. There was a guy with a Chicago accent who was trying to catch a wild coyote pup. And he's like, hey, we got to get you into a rehab facility or something. You're emaciated with the mange.
The mange?
He said the coyote had the mange.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's Tony Montana speak.
It was,
how you doing, mange?
Top of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Big Ten Coach of the Year Pat Fitzgerald and the 25th-ranked Wildcats this fall at Ryan Field. Matchups include Ohio State, Michigan State, and Iowa. Season and single-game tickets available at nusports.com. The Hour brought to you by First American Bank, the largest privately held bank in Illinois. We do more for your money. It's good to see you, my friend.
It is good to see you as well. You got some sun. I pointed out as soon as I saw you, you were at the Air and Water Show over the weekend. Now, was it both Saturday and Sunday or just Saturday? Was it you were on Saturday?
I was out on the boat.
Because you had to get drunk to sleep all day so you could do your night show for the for America last night.
That's right. Yeah, my buddy. Yeah, the rehearsals are Friday, then the show is Saturday, Sunday. My buddy got a boat. We went out Saturday, and it was overcast, and so I only put one quick layer of sunscreen on, thinking, the sun's not really out. I'll be fine. And it was like 75 degrees, but the water temperature was 73, so it was beautiful. I was just like hanging out on a float behind the boat all day in the water, just pounding beers, and got a little sun.
Yeah, good.
Slept for 13 hours.
Different view of the city when you're on a boat out on Lake Michigan. Yes, it's a much more peaceful, and peace is what I found for 8 straight days. God, did I find it. Did I disconnect to all-time records even for me?
Really?
I only listened to one voicemail I got the entire week while I was away, 8 days, and that was from my stepmom to make sure that Dad's porch light didn't go out. Didn't go online once, posted one thing on Facebook, and that was it. Never looked at replies on it until I got home. Didn't tweet, didn't look at Twitter. Got a text from somebody middle of the week who's a Phillies fan trying to needle me and another friend of mine who's a Cubs, and I assume the Phillies are handing it to the Cubs this week. I said, disconnected, not interested. Hanging out the NI sign, man. I'm busy.
Good for you.
I'm busy where the toughest decisions of the week are. Am I having burgers tonight, or am I doing the scallops tonight? Do I throw a shiny bucktail, or do I go with the old standard black flasher bucktail? Those are the tough decisions, and that's the way I unplug best.
That's beautiful. I thought I saw a picture of a muskie that you caught on Twitter. Was that, or did I see that on Facebook? It doesn't really matter.
Oh, you came down with the commoners and spent some time on Facey last week.
I saw a picture of you and your muskie. It seemed to be fantastic. How did it go? Was it a successful trip on the water?
The fishing part of the trip, which is, you know, it's a huge part of it. It's not all of it, but it's a big part of it. Was, in a word, underwhelming. The muskies weren't moving as much as they had been in recent years. I did boat a very nice fish. Van went fishless for the trip, so our 3.5 over you set before I left.
That's a big under.
I thought, because my muskie came on day two, and I thought maybe we're going to push that. Yeah, because we've had 5-6 fish trips, but not this time. Walleye fishing was very, very good if you're into that sort of thing. Walleyes are great eaters, especially if you're a muskie. I like that walleye exists so muskie can eat them and get even bigger.
Sure.
But we went out. We slummed it a few nights. I needed to take a break physically from the muskie fishing, so walleye fishing affords me that chance. It's more what most people would enjoy because you catch more fish.
Yeah.
You're not always
it's a little lazier.
Yeah, much lazier. Sitting there, you can sit. When you walleye fish, you sit there and just, you know, tip your worm up every now and again, make sure you're near the bottom or on the bottom, depending on how you're fishing. And they taste great, and I love making them, and it was a great trip. And a lot of introspection, too, man. Highway time will do that for a guy.
So I was wondering, does it come... How you describe muskie fishing, it's very active. I wouldn't imagine that would be very peaceful for introspection. Is it coming when you're on the water? Is it coming in the car, at night, the pen? When is it coming?
It's always coming, Danny.
Okay,
introspection is always happening. You know, it actually... I was talking with somebody about this earlier today, oddly enough, and I think it was the first time I had the conversation about how much time when you're muskie fishing actually is spent talking to the guys on the boat with you. And I would guess maybe only 25% of your time you're actually engaged. You're out there for almost 8 hours every day, and there are several hours that go. There might be an hour go by and no one says anything.
Sure.
Unless you're moving to a new spot. Your guide says, pick it up. All right, we're leaving. You know, let's find a new spot. But... yeah, so it's happening at all times, and it's happening, you know, and I was so looking forward to getting away from traffic more than anything. I wanted to get away from the fast-paced lives that most of us live when we work in the city and the nuts with traffic and people everywhere, and I love working here. I always wear those. Nowhere else I'll ever go to work, but... God, it was good to be in a town, unless it's there. It was good to be in a town where there isn't a traffic light. I was in the village of Vermilion Bay, and I think there are fewer than 2,000 people who live there.
My wife's family is from a town like that in Kansas. She grew up in Lawrence, which is a college town with plenty of people around, but her parents grew up on a farm in western Kansas. And some people... absolutely love it, and that's their dream because it's peaceful and simple and quiet and a lot of space and land, and you can really get away. And I definitely am the kid who, when I was, you know, younger, would play with my toys for 5 hours and my parents would have to remind me to eat food, right? Mm-hmm. Like I do fine alone and in silence, but I don't think I would do that well for that long in that rural of a setting.
You wind up getting cabin fever from your cabin.
Correct. I'm like, I'd like to, I don't know, have someone else make me sushi instead of catching my own. Or, you know, I'd like to go watch a game on a satellite dish or something. Like, I feel
those
like...
things are available for you there. There's a really nice high-def TVs in the lodge. Got all the comforts of home. You got internet connection there if you want it.
Yeah.
I wanted it only to post a picture, and I never went on the rest of the week. But all those things are there for you. But I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, just the...
You need more action.
A little hustle and bustle, like the idea of going to a game, a concert, a show, a comedian, an air show, whatever. whatever. I like the action of the city. And so maybe that's the generation gap between us, but it's something that I would be scared at for anything other than vacation.
There isn't much hustle bustle there. You go to a couple of stores, and I stocked up on toothpaste. The co-op there, the little place where you grocery store in Vermilion Bay, had toothpaste. You know, good tubes, four of them for $10. Four big tubes of toothpaste for $10.
Dollar goes a long way there.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, it doesn't, though. Oh, my God, $10 for a half gallon of ice cream?
Oh, no.
Yeah, things are really, really high there. That's why
I usually
take my own stuff, but there, I don't pack eggs or anything, so I go for a dozen eggs and a few more cases of water. Eventually, you're going to need some of that. But someone asked me, how come you never fly? Why do you always drive? It's like, you should see what my truck looks like before I leave. There literally are 1,500 pounds worth of products in them with food, water, charcoal, your fishing gear. Yes, all the things you need. I'm like, I'm not going to fly that stuff. And driving is usually very enjoyable for me.
That's great. Anything that you need to report back to the show as a product of this introspection? Or, like, did you reach any conclusions?
Yeah, I think I did arrive at a few new things. And I would like to, even though we're not, I don't know if it makes much of a difference to you. We're at Aurelio's in Wrigleyville Wednesday. I don't think it makes much of a difference. If we resurrect, can't do it for a week.
Doesn't bother me.
Maybe we do it. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, I think I've... I found some missing serenity, and I've had a very uptight summer, and you know some of the reasons why. You don't know all of them, and I haven't even admitted to some of the stuff I've done this summer, things of which I'm not proud. My behavior has not been acceptable because of the stress that's been on me, and my therapist would tell you it's because I'm not completely sober. I still smoke weed, and I like the social drink.
Yeah.
He would say... And he's a 12-step Bible thumper. He's a big book thumper that you're not going to find peace until you leave all of that completely. And I don't agree with that. So I continue to hang on to it. And I'm passionately, devotedly, on my position that I'm going to smoke weed. But I almost got in a fight at the Stones concert, the second one I went to. I came very close to getting in a fight.
Oh, man.
I've been stressed in traffic, yelling at people, intolerance. All byproducts of emotions that get the best of me and, you know, others like me with similar psychological blemishes, shall we say?
Oh, other people of your profile?
Yeah, when you're full of resent, when you're angry, when you're judgmental, those are bad things, man. Those are, envy, those are pathetic emotions, self-pity, and I allowed myself for the last couple months to dive pretty deep into them. And it's pathetic, and it's not acceptable, and I'm not going to accept it from myself anymore.
Well, can you just make a proactive decision to not accept it? I imagine it's not like ripping off a Band-Aid and say all of those things are immediately gone.
No. The life coach is on speed dial. Yeah.
Okay, got it. We're up in the dosages.
Having a triple amygdala shake.
Yeah, okay.
Let me get back into some talk therapy immediately. And I'm going to take better care of myself because fishing was really hard. And even though I've lost a few pounds this summer, I'm not physically fit. And you've got to be stronger than I am to fish muskies. I'm just not strong enough to do it for 6-8 hours. I 4 or 5 hours and I'm ready for ice packs.
Of course.
It's hard.
Yeah, and you're not ready to retire.
No, I've got too many surgeries to pay for. And that's another thing. I'm starting to schedule surgeries. That's a fun thing to plan. You're planning golf trips, I'm planning surgeries.
Yeah, I plan vacations. Okay, yeah, that is a different point of our time. But that's okay. It's the radio father-son dynamic. The drunk uncle, the drunk nephew. We're getting through this together.
That's right.
I will be here for you, right. Daddy Mac.
Safe nest. You provide that for me, son.
Speaking of...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Someone who is an expert at getting high, Bill Walton. You missed that over the weekend. I think this will put a smile on your face to relive this Chris Tannehill style. So we'll do that, and we'll keep being your therapist coming up on The Score.
I don't need any direction to get high. There it goes.
There it goes.
Deep to left.
There it goes.
And down.
gaffer. Is that what it's called?
That one you called.
I called
Saturn.
The Grand Slam. Grand Slam. Oh, my gosh. Put Ricky in the Hall of Fame today after his contract extension. What a fantastic turn of events. If you love the Chicago White Sox, and I'm falling in love by the breath.
Listen to this one.
Bam! Whoa. What's this guy's name?
James McCann.
This is the catcher.
That's your guy.
This is the bat.
Yes.
I've got his
you
bat.
Have his bat.
Is this the bat? How did he hit a home run with him if he left his bat up here?
Good stuff.
Oh, NBC Sports Chicago, thank you. Just this is thanks right now for all of the audio of Bill Walton that we will be playing throughout the day. It's yeah. just going to be nonstop.
I'm excited to hear it. I've been a fan of Bill Walton's for decades. I'm so old, Danny. I remember watching him play basketball at UCLA. Yeah,
he was
I
a basketball player.
And what I loved about him, even during his career, is at a time when few would have the courage to stand up and do it, he waved the Rastafarian flag in front of anybody who had a question about it. He didn't have any problems with being forthright about who he was and the drugs he ingested, and he loved the Grateful Dead, and he was always very much at the front of things they were doing, and I'm a fan of his work as well. He has fun with what he does.
Exactly. He is entertainment first. And he's a personality first, and he is unapologetic himself. Like, there are so many moments. I loved when he went back and forth with Dave Pasch, because Dave Pasch is a creationist who doesn't believe in evolution. And Bill Walton was like, that's crazy. Like, he called him out right on the spot. He has spoken out about legalization and criminal justice reform and told unbelievable stories of touring with the Grateful Dead. Like, he is just himself. And he realizes that the under 12 timeout of a Cal Arizona State basketball game on a Tuesday night at ESPN, it's not time for quantum physics. It's okay to be a little bit entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, just go to the entertainment first.
He is that. I always enjoyed his work, and I look forward to see, this is a great thing about coming back to work. When you miss something, it's far more entertaining than what I missed in the Bears-Giants game Friday night, right?
You missed nothing.
I missed nothing because Coach didn't want to play anybody, and that's the smart thing to do. Not every coach is that smart, but I'm looking forward to hearing more Bill Walton throughout the course of today's show. Did you settle on whether we're doing a game to give away those Cubs tickets for the Walton?
So we have Cubs tickets to give away later today. I think at some point we will ask people to just be listening during a commercial break, because easier than a game is just there's so much of it. We are going to just trust Tanny to, if our conversation comes to a screeching halt, if we need to lighten the mood, if whatever the case may be, he will just be dropping it in throughout the broadcast today.
Orange County, Naranja.
Exactly.
Because it so often is the case when you and I need mood lighteners. We take this so seriously.
Well, who knows? We'll be talking about Cedric Benson at some point today.
Yeah,
you know?
We will.
So, you know, there will be times when it will just be, hey, you know what? Let's get a little Bill Walton in our life. But I figured it would be
good.
We may as well start, Mac, at the beginning. This is how Bill Walton was introduced to the White Sox broadcast Friday night.
What more could you ask for? White Sox and Angels at the Diamond in the Park.
This is your first ever baseball game doing this job, right?
This is a job?
That's true.
Well, I understand that it starts and then you play.
Yep.
But that the offense can't touch the ball, and that the defense goes first, and that there's no time limits, and you just go until somebody says, it's over. Sounds very much like a dead show.
It's a timeless game.
I love timelessness. You're timeless.
Well, the one
I've been dead for quite a few years.
And we all may be by the end of the night. The music playing means we are actually out of time. So the timelessness, false.
That's the open.
I love timelessness, man.
It was so great.
I could see his tie-dye shirt he's wearing listening to him.
Exactly. He is just the caricature of himself. And so the Cubs game ends, and the Cubs game ends in pitiful walk-off fashion.
Wasn't
and
that perfect? I mean, just the it way really it was. Ended at the certain time that it ended. Not the way it ended, but it was just perfect.
Yeah, well, depending on your point of view, maybe the way it ended. But yeah, so like normally I'm not really locked in on baseball on a Friday night. night. But Steph and I were staying in. We had ordered in food. I'm watching the end of the Cubs game. It's a walk-off. And she's getting a little irritated because I'm forcing baseball onto the main screen with sound on a Friday night. She's like, you don't have to work tomorrow. What the hell are you doing? I'm like, all right.
She has a point.
You have a great point. I'm sorry. The game was close and late. And so we – so. From
Bachelorette wasn't on opposite, was it?
Exactly. There was no. She's like, let's find a movie. So when the Cubs game ends, I tune right into Walton and the White Sox game, and the game hasn't started yet. And she's like, no, we're not watching the White Sox. I go, hold on a second. Hold on a second. You know how you loved Rex Hudler because he just said a bunch of nonsense and you kind of thought it was funny? Give this broadcast a chance. Bill Walton is doing the game. And, Tanny, if you could play the first time contact was made on a pitch and there was a foul ball from Bill Walton, because this is when Steph fell in love with the Bill Walton broadcast.
Get some offense going.
Yeah!
Oh, wrong direction. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. What a crowd here tonight.
He thought the accomplishment of putting bat on ball was worthy of of just exalting.
From that vantage point, I thought he hit it to the gap. Yeah, that was wrong way.
It was so good. Just bursting out of nowhere.
His yeah has a little bit of Ed Farmer in it, doesn't it?
Oh, let me get it.
Sounds like Farmio.
The reverb in
light
there.
It up.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
The growl, Wayne Larrabee. The arrogance of Matt Nagy.
More arrogance by Matt Nagy.
It's right there.
The growl.
I couldn't turn away. I was like, all right, here I am. You've got me for the next 3 hours, White Sox baseball on a Friday night.
This is Mike Trout right here.
Yes, he's one of the best in baseball. He was 4-for-4 last night.
Okay, so what makes him one of the best? The first guy was from Santa Monica. Where's Mike from?
Millville, New Jersey.
Hmm.
You been there?
East of here.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, man.
I like the sheer excitement you have for every pitch.
Why not?
East of here. He, like Jordan, he must have majored in geography.
He likes to know where things are.
That's a great reason to major in it.
It certainly was. It was beautiful how little he knew. And Benetti was so clearly comfortable in the awkwardness that they were just perfect together.
Yeah, I'm glad Sherry alerted me to this yesterday morning. I got back late Saturday night, and she told me a few things that I missed. And she said there was quite a buzz on Twitter Friday night about Benetti's broadcast with Bill Walton. So before I got to my DVR and started deleting every White Sox game that had been recorded, I will save that one. Thank you. Not sure if I'll get to it, but it's still there for me.
Honestly, I could see you after a particular dosage of edibles thoroughly enjoying it and having nothing to do with the baseball.
Yeah, see, they play the Twins tonight, though, so there is baseball. Cubs start their series with the Giants tomorrow night, so there is some baseball. I suppose I could put Walton on the 60 and tonight's Sox-Twins games on one of the 26s.
Listen,
that's probably where they should be.
It's the most entertained I've been with a White Sox game in a while. There have been great moments this year. Giolito starts, Eloy, Moncada, Tim Anderson early. There have been plenty of positives, but in terms of sheer entertainment, I don't think I've had a moment like Friday night.
Come on, put it out of there. There he goes.
Gets away.
This
here
is
comes
good.
Tim.
He's down. He's safe. Yeah. And the White Sox extend this insurmountable lead.
2-0.
Insurmountable lead at 2-0.
Insurmountable. Tanny, you're a real White Sox fan. What did you think of it?
Oh my God, it was amazing. I mean, it was like an event. I can't remember the last regular season baseball event, at least for the White Sox anyway, where everyone was watching it and we were just all there for the sheer enjoyment of it. And even the next morning I woke up and I was like thinking about it. I was like, man, that was really fun broadcast last night. It just kept you in a good mood. And I can't say that a lot about the White Sox the past decade or
right.
so. But yeah, it was amazing.
Do we have evidence of how many people watched it? Do we know what I didn't see a story on the ratings. I wasn't combing the paper for it today. I had obits to go through and other stuff.
Of course. I haven't seen a report of it, but I can reach out to someone and see if I can get a number for Friday.
I would think they got a little bit of a bump courtesy of social media.
I mean, a guy like me, I'm going to be honest, on a Friday West Coast game, I'm not always dialed in for that. So to be dialed
it's a big
in
admission.
From first pitch to the end of the game, like, you know, I think most casual White Sox fans will say the same about, you know, West Coast games in this era of baseball, but I was dialed in the entire time, so it had to have been a bump. I mean, but I don't know if we'll ever really know, because a lot of people, like, I stream on the My Teams app on NBC Sports Chicago, so that's how I watch it, so I don't know if they account for that, but yeah, it certainly seemed like an event on Twitter.
And even if the rating was 0.3 and it's normally a 0.2 for that, the Q rating,
percentage wise, that's considerable.
All right, but like the
look at the bump we had.
The motion data cameras. Or data?
Oh God, he waited on that debate. The Q rating of it. Awful Announcing was writing about it. Yahoo was writing about it. It was featured on MLB Network.
It's good.
It was everywhere.
It's good for them.
It was good for them.
Let's come up with some guys we'd like to have them consider for future dates. Those are the best kind of tickets to win. Those are the best kind of broadcast for which to prepare.
Honestly, I thought Benetti did a really – I didn't watch a minute of Saturday with the guy, Ken Tremendous from Twitter, who's the television writer. I didn't watch a minute of it. I heard it was very good. I just think it's a cool thing that they're willing to rotate people in, and they're not just pulling an analyst off of pre and post.
I know I'm asking the wrong guy this question, because you are as big of a – you're a bigger fan of Rounders than anybody I know, and you also love Billions.
That's fair.
Brian Koppelman is very popular in the male community. Guys dig him.
Yeah.
You see him at golf events hanging with the best players in the world because people admire his work, and that's given him access to all the biggest celebrities in sports. Do you think he would be worth a shot? I bet he'd be good at it.
I would imagine he'd be good at it. I have no idea what
is he big enough? In our worlds, yes, but for you say Brian Koppelman to 100 Chicagoans, how many of them know who he is? 10?
Yeah, maybe 5-10%. But I mean, I don't. How many people do you think know who? What Mike Scheer is? How you pronounce that guy's name?
I have no idea. Who
Sure,
he is.
Mike Scheer.
No clue.
Yeah, so he. It's the same thing. Like, he's very accomplished, but he's not necessarily a forward-facing guy. So when you like look at his bio, you're like, oh, wow, really impressive.
Yeah.
But when you – and so when you get him on the broadcast, I'm sure it was fine. I think that just the idea of doing things different a few times a year – If JD's out for the Cubs, they bring in Dempster or Kerry Wood or, you know, just another Cub player, and it's fine to keep the broadcast going. And part of that's also the stakes of it. A ton of people are watching right. Those broadcasts. The games are more meaningful in the standings. Like, if the White Sox were in a pennant race and that Bill Walton game was happening, I do think some of the criticism would have been a little bit more valid. I wouldn't have cared at all. But I think some of the this game matters, and I'd like some analysis on the pitch sequencing to Yoan Moncada there, because the White Sox are a game out of the wild card or something like that.
Could you imagine being mad at that on Friday? And there were people that were mad. I don't know if you saw that.
Well, I did.
Tanny, yes. Come on.
I know.
The majority of the consumers are White Sox fans.
I know.
Hey, come on, man.
One of my best friends.
What can I be mad about today?
One of my best friends who's a White Sox fan was kind of mad about it, and he was texting me. He's like, what's the point of this? And I'm like, fun, entertainment.
Right, right.
Relevance.
What's the point of not doing it?
Yeah. Are you normally watching this? No. So you saw it was happening, you tuned in, and you didn't like it. Then just tune back out. Go back to what you were normally doing.
Any ex-Bulls that they, you know, because you got the cross-pollination, Bulls, White Sox. I'm just wondering if there's
Will
any.
Will Perdue? He's got baseball thoughts.
Yeah, he's not a goof, though.
No.
See, that's what you got with Walton. You got a bona fide goof. Will is a very nice guy. And he's
straight man.
Yeah, but right. I mean, I'm thinking somebody who's really goofy.
Now, you know, I don't know about goofy, and I don't think he's a Southsider, but I would love to see comedian Hannibal Buress in there with Jason Benetti one of these days.
God,
think,
that
Danny?
Would be incredible.
You heard it here first, folks.
I mean, that's an A-lister, man.
Throughout Rodman.
Rodman? Yeah, I mean, Rodman, I don't think that they would trust themselves to put Rodman in there.
Yeah, we'd all have to listen to see when the vehicle hit the wall at 150.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'd probably want to consider that.
I'm in for the Rodman 30 for 30. I'm not sure that any broadcast executive could put him in a booth.
Rodman for an inning. Rodman's not going to do 9 innings. You won't want him.
Yeah, no, Hannibal's a good call, Tanny. I mean, obviously, Barack Obama as a Sox fan, that'd be a good get. I'd imagine maybe a little tougher.
Yeah, probably pricey too.
Yeah, I would imagine he would try to get in some plugs for a cause. I don't think you would need to pay his quote.
I can't remember what I read he's getting for a speaking engagement, but it's the biggest figure I've ever seen. And more power to him.
Yeah, I mean, all presidents earn money when they leave. But yeah, I mean, it's probably what, $250
No, it was larger.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if I can't remember what it was, but I remember my jaw dropping, saying I've never seen speaking engagement fees that are. I think it's a half a yard per talk.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not paying that. No.
Bottom of Aaron Boone, the Yankees manager you were talking about earlier.
Grew up with his family. His dad, Ray, went to Hoover High School, 5 years behind Ted Williams. Ted Williams went to Hoover because he didn't think he could make the team at San Diego High, which is his real district. Ted grew up on Utah Street, which is just a quarter mile from where Laurie and I live. The boys all grew up in our home in the north edge of Balboa Park.
So Ted Williams gerrymandered his future?
No. He tried to create his dream.
Such a great line from Benetti. Just keeping up wherever he's going, I'm going there with you. So good. Bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West champs at Ryan Field this fall. They've got Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. Len Casper in 15 minutes. It's Mack and Parkett's on the Score.
Thank you, Brent Musburger, Greg Gumbel, Sam Smith, Jerry Reinsdorf, Eddie Einhorn, Bill Vex, Hawk Harrelson, Don Drysdale, all the guys, Ozzy, Ricky, Billy
Russo, the last one on the list.
NBC Chicago, Bill Walton and Jason Benetti with the audio. The bottom of the hour was also brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Mortgage rates are amazing now, but trusting your money to an online firm, really? Call Lakeside Bank. Your own personal Lakeside mortgage banker will be with you all the way. For a mortgage, personal is best. Lakeside Bank, it's about time.
So Walton references Sam Smith in that little list of White Sox luminaries, and Don Drysdale did broadcast for the White Sox despite being a Dodgers ace as a player. Must have been from his association with him when he was an NBA player or broadcast. I can only assume that Sam was the Bulls' Bigfoot, right? Is that the same? I don't know. Another Sam Smith he's referencing.
I assumed that was the same Sam Smith, but
the
When I heard that, I was like, man, we should have tried to guess things that Bill Walton was going to say, but it would have been an impossible game. Who would have thought Sam Smith would have been name-checked during the White Sox game?
Wouldn't have that one. Yeah.
But then one of your old buddies and mentors randomly got mentioned, and Bill Walton asked a question about where he was.
Could be two.
Come on, Lenny, no way.
Fletcher.
Oh, come on. Throw a challenge down on that one, please. This is the White Sox coming to California to take names, line them up. Where's Chet Kopech to come and tell the real story?
Oh, yeah. That's
out of nowhere.
Nice. That's cool.
It was great. I was just like, man, Mac would be loving this.
Yeah. They used to, he was a semi-regular guest on the Kopech show, so I had to call Big Red every time Chet had that itch that needed to be scratched and he needed his hippie pal.
How many questions would that interview go?
Not long. Well, it's actually the questions were about as long as the answers, so they exchanged three thoughts in 14 minutes.
What about the introduction to Bill? I would love to know what that sounded like.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of it. The bandana, the strut, the hands of a big man, unprecedented. I can't remember.
Well, these guys were telling stories last week about how Bill would just come to the Score and go on with Dan and Terry, and he would come in for an hour, and then he would stay for an hour and just talk to people in sales or traffic and just act as cool and common as anyone of his stature could be.
He is that way.
That's great.
There aren't many like that, but he is like that. It's not an act. I mean, a lot of people would think it's an act. It's not. He's just he's a genuinely real guy.
It's such an understated compliment. Like, he's real. That's him. He's unapologetically himself. You know what I mean? I think it's a genuine compliment that gets thrown around a little too often.
It is because, well, maybe it's just more than it being a compliment, it's an indictment of a high percentage of the population, people who have jobs similar to his who aren't genuine.
Yeah, and just people. People are not genuine. People are putting on an act for a boss or a significant other or social norms or whatever. Like, a lot of us have to act in different situations and different times, and we're not proud of it. But Bill Walton is genuine.
Do we have to act differently for our bosses?
I try not to.
Like early in the week, it's not a concern because he's Mitch Waukee. But on Wednesday, when he gets back, then maybe we act a little different.
Well, you know, I think that there's always something.
You like Shep's nickname for him, Mitch Waukee?
It's not bad. Congratulations again to Mitch Rosen on his gig running the Milwaukee station, too. So, yeah, you know, Mitch.
I miss him.
Mitch, I know you do. I mean,
I look forward to seeing him every day. He always greets me with a daily report. He's like Zazu.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, you get the meeting before the meeting, and I never know if it's more for him to take your temperature or for you to take his.
It's usually updates on life. It usually has very little to do with work. It usually is what Ben is up to. He asked about my family. It's mostly personal.
That's great.
Yeah.
But it's just, it happens downstairs. It's like he goes.
He needs a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, he gets out. That's what I'm saying. I think for
dude
him,
gets here at 4:30, 5 o'clock most mornings.
I know. Mitch Waukee, is he enjoying the windshield time?
I don't know. I have not asked him about it. I assume he is. I would think so. He's got a nice car. He has all the bells and whistles, and I would think he enjoys that time, yeah.
Good. Well, I mean, I know you're a big fan when there's no traffic.
Yeah.
So it's different. Like, you can get your introspection with your windshield time as long as you're going 80.
Yeah. 794 miles to get home Saturday night. And, man, I bet 600 of them just thumb driving, you know, all on the wheel.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. Open highway.
Man, cruise control. It's a dangerous invention if you fall asleep. You know what I mean? You can really get casual with cruise control. When I would go on 90 all the way east to Syracuse, 9-10 hour drive, I found myself checking out a little bit.
Danny, I'm glad you mentioned that because the Ford Motor Company manufactures a vehicle these days, and it's I don't know if it's a standard piece of equipment, but it's on my cruise control where I can set the level of space between the front end of my vehicle and the back end of the vehicle in front of me. When I use cruise control as to when the vehicle starts slowing me down automatically.
Wow.
And you can control the spatial, if that's the right way of describing
sure.
it. And it will, if you get too close to it, it will beep. It will alert you to wake up.
That's incredible. That's
pretty cool technology,
yeah,
isn't it?
I can assure you that my 06 Escape did not have that. I was just like,
well,
wow, this is really
get an Escape
easy.
Now if you want one, because they'll keep making the Escape. I guess technically it is an SUV.
Yeah.
Technically, right.
Technically.
Technically it's an SUV.
I was thinking
it was a car.
It's an SUV.
No, it's a terrific SUV. If it ever breaks down, I'll throw it in the back of my truck for you.
That's adorable. Len Casper on the Cubs road woes and what he thought of Williamsport next on The Score.